We went slowly. We started with vision and then moved into people and just focused on those two components for like a whole year.
I'm Alicia Domenico, host of the Company Growth Podcast and CEO of Tangible Words. In this limited series, Books to Help You Grow, I'm sharing the books that have unlocked the most ideas for Tangible Words and our clients. While I recommend these books all the time, in each episode, I'll help you assess if the book will help you grow.
There's no other book in business that I've heard brought up in more networking conversations than Gino Wickman's book, Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business. At any point in any year, I will have recently recommended or been recommended this book like 100 times. These concepts work. Years ago, Vicky and I sold our first company, Leading Out, and in doing that, we had to create an operations manual for how to run the company, and that was part of the sale of the company. So I started reading Traction, already knowing that having an operations manual was key for any company. Wickman calls it an entrepreneurial operating system, and he has 6 key components for the creation of your EOS. But Traction is the ultimate book to not just create your operating system, but to help you articulate and get a grip on the intangible problems, like the challenges of hiring the right people, that can get in the way of your growth. In this episode, we'll do a deep dive on key lessons from the book so you can assess if you or someone in your life needs this book. If the lessons resonate, you can check out the Gino Wickman EOSWorldwide.com website, which is a fantastic resource with free downloads you can use to do all the exercises in the book too. So let's start the deep dive. There are lots of different systems and books you can use to help you scale your company. It doesn't really matter what system that you have. The key is to get invested in one that helps you right now. You never get rid of any problems at a business. You just get the next set of problems. In the Company Growth Podcast, we also have an episode for you on Measure What Matters by John Doerr. And that's an amazing book when you want to align everyone in your company around the same set of goals. Doerr's objectives and key results will get you there. I would say that starting with Doerr and then reading Traction is a marriage that would be a wonderful success. Because once you understand that you want to align everybody around the same concepts, you can use Gino Wickman's book to help you figure out what those concepts should be. So let's talk about Traction. According to Gino Wickman, a successful business has 6 components: vision, people, data, issues, processes, and traction. Traction, the book, has a chapter on each, and by reading these chapters, you'll start to get a better handle on what your company should become and how to surround yourself with the right people who can help you get there. But before getting into any of these 6 components, Wickman starts with a lesson on being ready for growth. The concept of letting go of the vine is the first lesson Wickman teaches you. Sometimes you're holding yourself back because you're not ready to acknowledge the pain of growth, but pain is necessary and a vital component of growth. It's why we change. So letting go of the vine is being able to accept that you might need to grow and change. And that's the first step to taking on the rest of the knowledge Wickman has to share. By the way, the Company Growth Podcast is actually named after and built on this concept of transforming pain into growth. Our first 2 seasons focused on telling the stories of rising through the pain to achieve something greater than what you already have. So no matter how scary it is, growth is the goal. I'm going to focus this episode on just the first 2 components that Wickman teaches to help you grow: vision and people. I learned so much in just the implementation of these 2 components that I could talk for hours about them. But of course, it's still worth learning from the other 4 components: data, issues, processes, and traction. But I'll let you get them from the book after I've talked about the first 2 in this episode. Yeah, yeah. Let's get into that first component, vision. The key lesson I took from it was, do they, i.e. your team and your customers, see the vision you're seeing, and do they see that by what you're saying?
Wickman gives you a great 8-question template to test this, and it's available for free on the EOS Worldwide website. Answering the 8 questions helps you pinpoint your vision or update it, no matter what stage of life your company is in. The task may seem overwhelming, and if that is the case for you, my advice is to consider your first responses as spaghetti at the wall. You're going to need to refine them over time anyway. Getting it wrong is normal. You are aiming for success, not perfection. You're letting go of the vine, and you're looking at what needs to change and what can be improved. Another reason you might find answering these 8 questions overwhelming is if you're a new company. When you're starting up, it's really hard to say what your company is and to not continually edit that statement, especially as you're growing and figuring out your place in the market and the customers that you help best. You're trying to understand your sweet spot, and that's okay. The good news is that it's only 8 questions, and you don't have to have the perfect answer right now. Just start. My final advice is that you might also find it overwhelming to answer these 8 questions, even if you're a company that has been in business for a few years. Sure, you know your customers, and you're probably vaguely aware, or you probably vaguely know your sales process. I say that tongue-in-cheek because I think most sales processes have a lot of room for improvement, especially once we get in there with HubSpot software and start measuring what is and isn't working. But if you've been in business for 5+ years, you likely have a more developed understanding of what your vision is. Still, that does not mean you communicate who you are and what you're trying to do to the rest of your team or consistently to your prospects and customers as clearly as you could. So you have to answer the 8 questions in the vision section, and you have to write this stuff down. What it is that you're trying to achieve in the marketplace is only the first step of making sure that everyone on your team really gets it and is living and breathing it alongside you every day. When everyone sees your vision on your team and amongst your prospects and customers, this gives you control of your company, or as Wickman calls it, getting a grip. If it's written down, everything you do comes back to who you see yourself being in the marketplace. At Tangible Words, our vision is to create relief and profitability for other companies using HubSpot tools. There isn't a single customer we have or team member who does not know that refrain. But they didn't know it before we read Traction. Okay, so I'm making a case about how important these 8 questions are in the vision section, but I have to also add that the rest of the book is cumulative from the first stage vision. It allows you to unlock the other elements of Traction, and that takes us into the second key element of Traction, or the second component of Traction after vision, which is people. That's why I can say every team member knows our relief and profitability is our North Star. We hire people for it, and we have key results around it. You know that old adage about surrounding yourself with good people? What does that mean in a company's context? Wickman breaks up the concept of good people into the right people on the right seats. One of Wickman's amazing tools in this section about people is called the People Analyzer. The People Analyzer is a tool for assessing whether you have the right people on your team. Do the people you have working for you fit with your values? Of course, that's impossible to know unless you have your values articulated, which Traction's questions and activities help you establish. The second component of the People Analyzer is to make sure that the person who has the right values for your company is also doing the right work for their skill set. How the heck do you analyze if someone is doing the right work that matches their skills? Never fear, Wickman gives you scales and a system of measurement that will work for any company. The scales are referred to as Gets It, Wants It, Capacity. Gets It, Wants It, Capacity is acronymed by those who know as GWC. Gets It. Do they get what you're trying to do? Wants It. Do they want to be doing the work? This is more than half the battle, and it's more than you want to acknowledge. And do they have the capacity to do the work? It might sound simple, but when you go through your values and GWC for a role with a person, so much dialogue is unearthed in that conversation that the choices before you and your team member become obvious as to what your next steps should be. Best of all, once you know that a person is a right fit for your organization and for the work required, based on that People Analyzer exercise, you now have a process for making sure that you recruit and retain the right people in the right seats ongoing.
So now we've covered what Wickman says about letting go of the vine and his vision and people components out of his six components of traction. Let me show you how I, as a CEO, implemented these concepts in our company, Tangible Words, so you can use that as a case study of how this book could also help you grow. Before Traction, we were doing annual reviews with team members. We heard the term 365 review, which we interpreted as an annual meeting. The meeting was a space to talk about our team members' career goals and their path in our organization, but 365 days is a long time to go between such a meaningful checkpoint with your team members. After Traction, we changed the 365 to mean a full person every day of the year, which maybe leans on the 360 full circle analogy a little too hard, but it works. We now do these reviews every 90 days. So here's something we messed up early on, and that was that we didn't have our 365s in the calendar to actually have space to have that conversation. So if you make the decision to go this route, make sure you send the calendar invites at the same time. So every 90 days, we have these more frequent checkpoints to allow for issues to come out before they become uncomfortable for anyone. In that session, we follow the People Analyzer process to make sure that our team member feels like they're living our five values and happily doing so. Our five values are determination, problem solving, professionalism, enthusiasm, and creates relief. And by the way, we had values before that, but after reading Traction, we realized that we needed to edit our values. So that was part of the process that we went through as well, editing our values to really suit the end goal of what we are trying to achieve. See how this aligns with John Doerr and why it's a good idea to read Measure What Matters First? At Tangible Words, those five values mean something to all of us. We train our team on it, and we review those five values in these 90-day cycled meetings. You might look at something like enthusiasm and think that's an odd one, but we want our team members to feel like this is the best job ever. That's really important to the workplace culture we're fostering. So we have a conversation about each of our five values, and we talk about the GWC, remember, gets it, wants it, capacity, for that team member. And on that gets it, wants it, capacity, we've added the term competency to capacity. We added in competency because people might have the ability to do something or the space, but they may not have the skills yet. So to make sure that we are supporting our team member in learning what they need to know to do their jobs and to be happy in their daily lives, that's our checkpoint to make sure that we've supported them. And that's a checkpoint for the employer, not just the employee. In these conversations, we assess together where they've shown these values and where there might be opportunities for growth. Wickman's book Traction gives you the leadership for what to do if there are moments where individuals change or have bad experiences or interactions and how you can course correct. This People Analyzer tool allows you to have a constructive conversation on both the employee and the employer side for what happens if a team member feels like they're not in fact the right person anymore for your organization. It gives you a roadmap to avoid further discontentment on either side and to have a more positive outcome than feeling frustrated. You can course correct to get both of you happier, or you can part on good terms. That's better than what happens when someone is in a workplace and they are unhappy. You've seen how that can warp company culture negatively or negatively affect customer experiences, I'm sure. So Wickman's People Analyzer helps you avoid that at all costs. Let's talk about the fact that it's expensive to lose people. We've been hearing stories and seeing data come out of HR stories for a while about the cost of recruiting a new candidate and how much it then costs you when you lose someone. By splitting up right person and right seat, you take back control of the process. You can make sure that you also hire for the best fit people in your organization because not everyone is a good fit for your organization. If they don't believe in certain values or don't naturally exude them, the ones that you're trying to live and breathe, it's good for business to not have that person work for your organization anymore. But if that person is the right person, but maybe on the wrong seat, it splits up whole person from skill set and allows you to make some adjustments to keep the right person, but just move them to a different role. I also think it's mutually respectful because if the work is just not something that that person is into anymore, they should be allowed to exit that role rather than kicking and screaming in it and dragging everybody else down. We also wove it into our recruitment and employee retention process.
So at Tangible Words, now the whole team knows what kind of values we hope they exude daily so we can make decisions and prioritize accordingly. We train them on it, we run our 365 meetings every 90 days, and make sure that each employee is thriving in their seat. If not, we have a conversation about whether another seat would work better. Through this process, we have moved good fit employees to other roles. I don't think it has happened that we could not find a different seat for a good fit employee. But we have found that some team members are not a good fit workplace-wise, and each time that has enabled a mutual agreement that it's time for them to move on, and there's been a sense of empowerment from that conclusion on both sides. So the conversation was constructive and meaningful for both teams, rather than letting any discontentment fester. In this model, the executive is always staying on top of and accountable to the knowledge that comes out of those conversations every 90 days. So we accept responsibility for that and make sure that we have a space to have that conversation. I pretty much always start those meetings with, you know, we don't often have time in our daily work to have a conversation about you and how you're feeling in this organization. And that's what the purpose of the every 90-day meeting is, to give us space to have a conversation about you and your goals as an employee in our organization. And just coming to that space with curiosity and knowing that we might not have got it right as an employer and we're open to hearing the feedback that they have for us has led to some incredibly productive conversations where we've been able to orient the messaging that we're giving our team from onboarding forwards with new employees and also in terms of how we're communicating on a weekly basis. And it's also allowed us to reassess our onboarding program for training and our professional development opportunities that we supply to make sure that the right people who are so clearly living our values feel supported and able to do the work that we have them in the role for. And it's also allowed us to shift employees to different roles when things change on either side. Just to review this people analyzer, it's been wonderful. We've been able to make sure that the people who are working for us are the right people at the right stage of where we're at in our company growth. And we've also created healthy exits that allow for the integrity of both people to be possible. I think that's great. Most of the times when you exit a company, you leave with a bad taste in your mouth. Or you can have someone decide to leave and you're kind of frustrated and unclear as to why they're leaving. If you're not having these conversations, then you don't have that information. And I know a lot of companies try to do it afterwards. They do an exit interview, but I would rather know before the exit because there's space for that conversation to occur. And we'd hit our head on that before. We had seen it in our clients too. You didn't understand why someone left, or you didn't understand why they didn't want to stay, or you didn't understand why they were staying. What you want is to make sure that everyone who's working in that organization is really focused on all the things of that company's vision. And now our staff and team members are empowered to identify when they're onside or not onside and to figure out where they're looking to be in their lives so they can self-actualize, not just be a job, but to have a workplace culture that allows them to achieve all the things in their world that they want to achieve because we have space to discuss those things and look at how their personal goals align with their workplace goals. It's incredibly empowering to know that you can part ways as friends and both of you are going off to do the things that you each care more about. We identified early on that Traction was a book with many lessons, and it would be hard to learn all of them at once. This is another thing you could hit your head on. We went slowly. We started with vision and then moved into people and just focused on those two components for like a whole year. Now we're circling back around to the next few components, data and issues, and those other components that follow. Let's talk briefly about the data component. The data component and any data in a company, I think, is really hard. Most companies do not know what the data points are that matter to them, even if you have tracking software in place like HubSpot. You can't compare previous year's success if you don't know what the data is or how to find it. Sometimes you do have a tracking software installed, but you haven't articulated what the data components are, so you go to compare something and realize that the data hasn't been filled in or has been inconsistently done. We've seen this across numerous HubSpot accounts, and we have a system for fixing that. Our system includes creating a process map of the sales, customer retention, and the marketing processes. Over top of the map of these key processes, we've layered on tools like HubSpot tools we could use to measure and track each process, and that became our data set. Because we're implementers of HubSpot tracking software, now we're better able to help our clients figure out what data properties matter for their sales, marketing, and customer retention. But starting with data, cold, is really too hard. You have to understand what your processes are, which he talks about in a different component, but I do think data can only be revisited once you know what those processes are. The issues component will be a major focus in years 3 and 4 of our implementation of this book, Traction. One way we've tackled this is with a weekly management meeting of issues. Without sharing what was going on in your world, opportunities for miscommunication arose, so allowing those issues to be discussed in a small group setting has allowed us to tackle them and solve them more quickly because more people know what's going on. These meetings only take 30 minutes. We do them every week at a set time, and we have set sections of the agenda that we update. We identified all of the things that need to be fixed, tracked, and solved, and we update each other on our progress. Gina Wickman suggests starting with smaller jobs that can be checked off quickly to create momentum. I'd agree, and I'd say this is totally in line with John Doerr's Measure What Matters, that other book that I told you about, which we're also covering in this series. I love when I see the same idea in a different book, reinforced in a different way, because it consolidates and validates learning. So we've got vision, people, data, issues, and process, and that final one is traction. And that's the actual spinning of that wheel of all 6 of those key components, and that's the entrepreneurial operating system that Wickman has espoused in his book, Traction. Even after everything I already learned from this book, I'm still learning that traction is about understanding how you're going to keep the system running over time. So my bottom line is that you can't do everything all at once. If you set objectives and key results and keep track of them, it's a better way forward. And I recommend setting a key result of reading Traction and doing the first 8 questions of the vision component first. And by the way, it took me a really long time to even read Traction. I did the activities and I really wanted to understand vision before I moved on to people or the other sections that came after. The book is written, though, so that you can digest it in these bites of each of these components. Okay, so my challenge to you is to read that book, and you can always book time with me at tangiblewords.com and we'll hash it out because I love talking about books that help you grow.
For more information on Traction by Gina Wickman, visit eosworldwide.com/traction-book. Find more episodes of the Company Growth Podcast on YouTube or at anchor.fm/companygrowthpodcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you've got a company growth story you'd like to share, reach out to Tangible Words. We'd love to hear your story and use it to inspire others to beat their own company growing pains. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Company Growth Podcast.